Translation. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided.
So, material existence means full of anxieties. This is the common substance of material existence. Everyone is full of anxieties. Not only human, just like Parandar was speaking, there are so many bad news. What is that? Very Parandar.
Energy crisis.
Yes, energy crisis, food shortage, and what else?
Economic turmoil.
And even Mr. Nixon is in such exalted force, he's also full of anxiety. When he'll be kicked out. So find out any man who is not in anxiety. Not only human beings, but also animals, birds, beasts, everyone. That is the symptom of material existence. Anxieties. So spiritual life means anxiety less. This is the difference between material life and spiritual life. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. The Bhagavad Gita describes what is spiritual life. As soon as you are identified with the Absolute Soul, Brahma, then symptoms will be Prasanna Atma, jubilation. I do not belong to this material world. I belong to the spiritual world. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Why should I suffer so many things? That is jubilation. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. The Prasanna Atma means na sochati na kankhati. He has no lamentation, no anchoring. Here people are always full of anxieties because they have got hankering. I want this, I want that. And their lamentation. What they possess, if it is lost, they cry, my sins are gone. And what they do not possess, they anger. So their anxiety is there, either he possesses or not possesses. This is material. If you have no money, then you'll hanker after money. How to get money? How to get money? How to get money? And when you get money, then how to utilize it? How to where to keep it in the bank or in the house? He'll take away, somebody will take away. So where is anxiety left? You possess or not possess, the real disease is anxiety. So when one becomes Brahma-bhuta, self-realized, identified with the Absolute Truth, then he has no more anxiety. This is the best education, when you become anxiety-less. That is perfection of it. So, when Prahlad Maharaj was inquired by his father, that what nice thing you have studied, my dear boy, in your school. So he replied, my dear father, the best education I received, how to become anxiety-less. That's all. That sadhu mandane surabhadra deena, not only for me, but for everyone. But you will not understand, my dear father, because you are demand number one. His address is his father, Suravajja, Asuravajja. Asura means demon. And Bariya, Bariya means first class. He is not addressing his father as my dear father. My dear, best of the atheists. Therefore, his father was very angry. His child, he talks with me on equal level and does not fear me. Kill him. Asura, he is prepared to kill his son if he does not agree with him. You see? We are also prepared. If one is not devotee, if he is son, we can kill him. The same. But all is for Krishna and the Asura is for himself. That is the difference. He wants to do everything for his personal satisfaction and we want to do everything for Krishna's satisfaction. That is the difference. The same propensities are there. But when it is applied for Krishna, then it is purified. And when it is applied for personal self, it is impure. This is the difference. Prahlad Maharaj said, the best education is that which makes one anxiety free. That is best education. Now, where is that education? Is there any education throughout the whole world? In so many universities, especially in your country, there are lies very, very. Rather, they have created so much anxiety that the boys, they are frustrated, they are giving up everything, becoming hippies. When anxiety is less, they increase anxiety. Increase anxiety. Prasthadu manne suravattu dhina sada samudhu bhigna. My dear father, the best of the asuras, I think that anyone who has accepted this material body is full of anxieties. Asat means temporary. Because he has accepted a body which is temporary, he is full of anxieties. That is the real problem. If we want to be anxiety-less, no anxiety, then we have to refuse to accept this material world. Otherwise, there is no possibility. All anxieties are due to this material world. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Tathāt manne śuravadya dehinam sadā samudh vignam asat grahāt. This is the problem, that somehow or other we have come in contact to this material body. I am not this material body, you are not this material. We are soul. That realization requires that I am not this material body. Therefore, I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not white, I am not black. I am pure soul. This is the real business of human society. Athato brahma jignasa. That is, the swine is inquiring, where is stool, where is stool, where is stool. But a human being is also engaging for that purpose, where is stool or where is food. Food is his food. And we are also whole day and night in motor car going, he says, where is food, where is food. Diva sati haya rajal. Kutumma bharanenava. The whole day is spent. So many motor cars going this way and that way. What is the business? Now, where is money? Where is food? Where is shelter? And as soon as you get shelter, money and food, kutumba bharanenava, then how to feed my children, how to feed my wife, how to feed my country, how to feed society, etc. This is anxiety. This is anxiety. At night, they want to become anxiety-less by sleeping or by sex life. They want to forget anxiety. This is their business. They think that if I sleep, then I shall be. Let me drink so that there will be very deep sleep. And that is not possible. You dream, you are very ferocious dream, you are dreaming. So, and sex life that is also temporary, free. So these are not the methods. Method is, here it is, as it is, recommended by Arjuna. Vasudeva. Anubhyanam. Anubhyanam. Anu means constant. And dhyanam means meditation. They have manufactured so many meditations without Vasudeva. The so-called transcendental meditation class and yoga ashram. But go there, what you meditate upon? Zero. Very good. Yes. They cannot say, what is that meditation? What is that transcendental meditation? No rascal will be able to explain. But they call big words, transcendental meditation. And what is that transcendental meditation? Please explain. That cannot be explained. You see? Is it not? But we have got them like Vasudeva Anubhyanam. It is said. Vasudeva Anubhyanam. Paribrihita. Ramaka. Here is Vasudeva, Krishna. You come here and see very minutely how Vasudeva is dressed nicely. How he is playing on his flute. How he is situated with his eternal contract, Srimati Radharani. How he is enjoying her company. So nice thing for meditation. But why you are after zero? There you see the rascaldom. Here is such nice object for meditation and they are trying to meditate upon zero. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Klesa adhikatara stresam abhakta saktacetasam. Klesa. Yes, but trouble is more. We can meditate upon Krishna immediately. We are constantly seeing Krishna here. So as soon as I close my eyes, I see Krishna. That is not very difficult. Anything you see, you'll be able to immediately have the form within your heart immediately. So there is no difficulty. But they will create some difficult task. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, klesa adhikatara stresam. To fix up the mind on Vasudeva or Vishnu, that is also difficult. But those who are trying to fix up their mind on zero, their position is more difficult. Adhikatara. Adhikatara means more. So, people are voluntarily accepting some nonsense method and they are not happy. That is a misfortune. Naradhama. Everything is there. But because there is duskritina, naradhama. Duskritina means misfortunate, or always engaged in sinful activities. They will not meditate upon Vasudeva. They meditate on something, some collar, some zero, or something like that. We do not know what kind of meditation that is. But real meditation, recommended in the Vedas, dhyanavasthita tatgatayena manasa pasyanti samyogino. Yogi. Yogi is see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by meditation. Meditation. Dhyanavasthita tatgatayena manasa. Mind is absorbed in the Supreme Person. That is the real process of yoga system and meditation. To see the form of Vishnu. Dhyanavasthita tatgatayena manasa. This is the recommended process, standard recommended process. So here, if you simply think of Krishna, Krishna recommends us that. Manvana bhava madhvakta. This Krishna consciousness movement is nothing. Just to train people how to think of Krishna and how to become devotees. That's So you may become devotee, but you will become devotee. If you think of Krishna, naturally you will become devotee. So, but think of Krishna, is it very difficult task? Very simple, very easy. Even a child can do it. Here is Krishna, you can think of. So you go on thinking, you'll get attached. And thinking of Krishna in association of the devotees, not alone, that will go to hell. Alone will not do. This association is so strong that anyone who is coming to our association, we not that we have everyone teaching, but by association, he wants to become devotee. By association, automatically. So the association is so powerful. Therefore, Narottama Das Thakur said, Tadero Charana Seri Bhakta Sane Mahar. Janame Janame Mor Ehi Avila. He is praying, my dear Lord, this is my ambition. What is that? That to be engaged in the service of the Acharya, the Guru, and in the association of devotees. This is perfect. Janame janame marego. This is my desire. I don't want to stop my birth, but simply I want that I may take birth, it doesn't matter. But bhakta sanema, let me live with the devotees. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Kita janama ho jathatua das. Bohir mohi brahma janme nahi moras. He says that if I forget you and take my birth as Lord Brahma, I don't want. What is the use of taking a birth like Brahma? But I shall like to take my birth as a small, insignificant insect where a devotee is there. This is the ambition of you. I shall prefer to become an insect because there are different varieties of living entities, beginning from Brahma down to the insect, insignificant. In the middle, there are so many varieties. Aquatics, trees, plants, demigods, and man, human beings, so many. So this is the end line, one end to another. Abrahma bhuna stambha, by an insignificant end, nobody cares for, and Brahma is very important. Supreme person is in it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I will not prefer a bath like Brahma, if I forget you. But I prefer to become an insect if I remain with your devotee. Because if one remains with a devotee, he will not forget Krishna. That is advantage. It's like you, when you go, people address you, Hare Krishna. It is very great benefit. Automatically they chant Hare Krishna. We have seen it all over the world. And when I was going from London to Nairobi, we stopped at Athens, there dead of night, and we are in the, what is called, that transit room. So as soon as they saw us, Hare Krishna. So this is advantage. Avato sapasito vigariyana jadvibhagri namato bham. Even a dog he has chants Hare Krishna, he becomes glorified. So this chance we give. Let them chant Hare Krishna, either willfully or jokingly or anywhere. Let him chant Hare Krishna. This is the movement. Let him chant, once let his tongue utter this transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna. his life will be successful. It is such nice moment. You haven't got to do anything. Simply you come here and see Radha Krishna. He will be very good. It is very easy. Susukham Pattam Abhav. And once you get the impression of Radha Krishna for meditation, and if you increase, then life is your success. Life is success. Because as soon as you become little, inclined to see Radha Krishna, Krishna within your heart, that means you have developed his love. Just like if you love somebody, you want to close your eyes and see his face, his, your child or your lover. Similarly, as soon as you practice this, how to see, meditate upon Krishna, that means you develop. Premanjana Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hidayesu Vilokayanti. Then, gradually, it will increase. And you will be perfect. It is very easy. This process, Krishna consciousness, is so easy and so pleasant. Anyone can take. There is no dividend. And if you become Krishna conscious completely, always thinking of Krishna, by anudhyanam, always anudhyanam, thinking of Krishna, thinking of Krishna. Anyone can do it. Then you become perfect. That is the problem. However, what is the problem? Problem is that we are full of anxiety. Why you are full of anxiety? Because you have accepted this material body. So if you stop accepting material body, there is no anxiety. That can be done by Vasudeva Dhyana. Constantly thinking of Krishna. So you are not going to pay any price. You are not losing anything. But you are becoming a great, perfect man. Why do you don't accept this process, Krishna consciousness? Why you are after something falsely? Just see how unfortunate people are in this Kali Yuga. They will not accept the real thing without any payment. Without any law, everything is gay. They will accept something nonsense and go to hell. Just see, this is Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga is so powerful that it will not allow you to accept the real thing. You will be after non-real thing and waste your time and valuable life. This life is meant for Krishna realization. It is not meant for anything, any other business. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur saying, Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janam Abhumani. My dear Lord, I simply wasted my time. Why? Manusra Janam Paiya Radha Krishna. I got this valuable human form of life, but I did not worship Radha Krishna. This is my fault. Janiya Suniya Bishakhani. It is just like knowingly I have taken pause. So anyone who is not taking to Krishna, Krishna consciousness, as Krishna advice, Mami, Sarvadharman, Paritajimam, he is simply drinking poison. Drinking poison, that's all. And what is the effect of poison? You die. Not only this life after life. Hutya paliyate. He will accept this life, again his jivab, again another body, again another, and that you do not know, there is no guarantee. What kind of body you are going to get? But they are so rascals, they do not understand that I am going to get another body. And there are so many varieties of body. If I get the body of a tree, now stand up for 7,000 years, how much risk you are taking? But all this risk can be avoided in this human form of life simply by thinking of Bhagavad, simply by thinking of Krishna. Why people are reluctant? This is their misfortune. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Eirupe Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavad. This Krishna consciousness can be accepted only by the most fortunate person. Not less fortunate. Alpa Medhasa. Those who have got little brain, a little fortune, they cannot. They cannot. Sukriti nama, Sukriti nama. Sukriti nama is very fortunate. Very quiet. Duskriti nama cannot take it. Vasudev thinking of Vasudev Krishna is very easy. But those who are sinful, they cannot take it. That is difficult. Therefore, we say, stop these four pillars of sinful life. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. If you accept these four pillars, then your root, sinful life, is very strong. Break this from the very beginning. There will be no more sinful life. It is simply so. What is the difficulty? If you do not smoke or do not drink, will you die? We have got so many devotees. They do not smoke. They do not drink. Are they dying? They do not play any gambling. Are they dying? They do not take meat. Are they dying? They do not have any illicit sex. Are they dying? It is artificial. Mayas. Artificial. It is like so many cigarette packets are advertised. Although there is written on the, what is that? It is dangerous.
You may be
yes, still the rascal will say. Still, things will be advertised. The government is writing on the packet, it is dangerous, but they are not closing the factory of the cigarettes. That is because they want income. This is going on, cheating. I mean, if you don't like it, why don't you stop this? But that they will not do. Simply a show bottle. So this Krishna consciousness movement, that we want to stop this show bottle business. Everyone must be a real leader, then people will be happy. Thank you very much.